Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Someone on the old internet's asked, what is the most expensive thing you've seen someone buy that they basically never use?
All right.
Couple responses. A motorhome, RV, or camper.
I would definitely use that if I bought it.
How many times a year do you believe that people who have one actually get a chance to use it, except for like maybe getting into a fight with their wife and ending up in the driveway for the night?
And maybe that's why you bought it.
Maybe so.
In which case, it gets plenty of use.
Just to get away.
I would hope once a season.
Once a season? Okay, that's fair.
You know, you go on a nice little summer trip, a winter trip,
but how long? That's the thing. You might use it once a season, but how long? Is it at least a week?
I mean, I know that I got an aunt and uncle that live down in California, and they'll make a trip up here to see family basically once a year.
Okay.
So,
I feel like that's something I buy when I retire.
Yeah.
When I have nothing but time on my hands.
Well,
right?
those Sprinter vans, just the vans alone, if you get those all done up, they can be as much as $250,000.
Yes, they can. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know what an RV costs or what it costs
to
pull one, but you got to have the truck to do that too.
Yep.
So you have to have, a truck.
Well, an RV drives itself. That's right.
And if you have like a camper, one of the big ones, like a Montana, whatever. You have to have a truck that's going to be big enough to be able to haul that.
I still like the guys that just put the camper on the bed of their pickup. I'm like, my man.
Well done. Yeah.
Nine times out of ten, they also seem to live in there.
The old man did get a Sprinter van that he'll use because he's got his stepson and his family live over in like the Spokane area, more towards Post Falls, Idaho. And so they'll take it out there a couple times. They've driven it up to my sister's house up in Linwood. So he's
they spend the night in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
So he's getting some work out
my
of it.
My buddy just
driving
bought
down
a
convention down in like Olympia.
My buddy just bought a Sprinter van within the last 2 weeks. The reason why, he has four kids.
Okay.
There
I was going to say, I think the whole thing with the RV is you just got to, from what I can tell from my friends that have them that have families.
Yeah.
You got to get those kids used to like camping and using that thing early.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Because then by the time they're like Thrills kids age,
that would be a nightmare.
Right. But if they had already liked it, they'd still like it.
I'm not trying to introduce that to them, man.
Someone said a pricey accessory, like a very nice perch or what they call a blingy watch. One of those things. But you know what? I think those things are also lifer things. I mean, I
know a couple people that wear the blingy watches, your buddy being one of them, Ted, but they wear them.
Yeah,
like, correct.
Watch people.
I've wanted to be able to buy a Rolex at one point in my life. Like that is a goal of mine.
What is the average cost? Like, what would be the lowest cost?
The cheap ones that I saw were somewhere around like $14,000.
$14,000 for a cheap one? No, you can buy a Submariner for like $6,000.
Okay,
I think you get a Submariner for $2,500,
$3,000. Right, okay. Is that a Rolex?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
A smart fridge with a giant touchscreen.
Oh God, it's
whatever you do, do not buy that.
No.
Something will go wrong with it. The computer will go wrong with it. I had it happen to me. The whole motherboard had to be thrown out.
Have you seen the newest thing with fridge technology?
No.
My buddy has. I just saw it this weekend. So, like, the freezer is below.
Yeah.
Two doors, and you open it, and the water spouts inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. I never seen it. It blew my mind.
I have the indoor spout as well.
Oh, damn.
I refuse to get the smart fridge. I'm like, look, just give me a dumb fridge, because the only thing it knows how to do is the one job I ask it to do, which
correct,
is keep my ass cold, right? And then they were saying, I believe Samsung, I think you saw this too last week, Ted. They're saying if you have the smart Samsung refrigerator with the screen, they're going to start sending you ads.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, come on.
Someone says this, my uncle is not a handyman. He doesn't even do projects. And yet, he has a large room full of expensive tools, all neatly arranged and organized. He collects tools.
All right.
Just likes to look at them, I guess.
A boat. We all know that. They can be expensive, but if you use them and you enjoy that lifestyle. An education. Having to pay tuition doesn't mean you're going to get anything out of it.
That's so bad.
Yeah. You have to actively engage with the learning process. The diploma itself only goes so far. Another person said a horse, spend money on gaming systems.
Who buys a horse that doesn't have the intent to, I don't know, interacting with or whatever it is you do when you want a horse? I don't know what I'd do if I have a horse. I don't ride horses, so that's not going to be it, right?
I mean, like, our old buddy, he has horses now, but they're race horses, and
I get that, right?
I firmly believe he is a multimillionaire.
He's investing in the sport.
I believe that he is, too, yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I met this dude.
When you have enough money like he does now, you could pick up hobbies like that.
Sure. I met him when he was 16, and he was smarter than me then.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Our question when it comes to blowing money, what was worth it, what was not? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Caca.
Hola.
There we go. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing well, sir.
All right. So the thing that was worth it, my wife and I, some years back, we took a trip to Europe. We spent 3 days in Rome and 9 days on the Mediterranean, and I tell you, it was worth every penny.
Brother, I did a 7-day cruise on the Mediterranean, no time in Rome. Whatever you spent, it was worth it. I firmly believe that. And I was not, I can't say I wasn't looking forward to going, but I'm like, I'm not going to care. Well, I cared greatly.
Does it also drive you nuts when you realize how affordable Italy would be to live, as far as if you wanted to move there?
Everywhere outside of the city, yes.
Well, I'll tell you the biggest thing I learned over there is when they say you're at a nude beach, that just means topless. That doesn't mean nude.
Keep your pants on.
I was informed quickly. No, I took my pants off. And I was told to put them back on.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. I wouldn't make that up.
Well, they say get your cannoli back in your pants?
Yeah, I mean, well, if they say nude.
You say it's a nude beach. They go, no, what you want is a nudist beach. So that was the coolest thing to spend money on. The worst thing, and this one's on my wife, she got this bug up her butt to make her own flour. So she bought a $400 mill so she could grind up stuff to make her own flour to make bread. You know how long she made bread?
Two days.
Months. 2 months? How was the bread?
Oh, it was good. But $400 for a mill that now sits on a shelf, been sitting there for at least 10 years or more.
Okay.
I'm just curious, what is the hair one gets up one's ass to say, you know what? I want to make my own flour.
Hold on. Well, okay, even more. That KitchenAid mixer, okay? I gave it to my daughter because she bakes.
Yeah.
That makes sense for a baker.
Yeah. Sure.
But I had
one. We got one of those.
Yeah, well, I had one for a couple months. I got it as a wedding gift for my stepfather. He bakes all the time. When you look at the process that it takes to bake and the time that it takes to kind of do everything. Yeah. If you're proofing, if you're cold storage or whatever you're doing, there's a lot amount of time involved. And look, I'm not going to make a loaf as good as Essential Baking Company.
Mm-hmm.
Who will charge me $4 or $5 for a loaf of bread? But the time it takes, right. Even
I'm
with,
cool with Wonder,
even with just King Arthur flour or whatever I'm using, it's just the time based on the return that you are going to get for your time.
Well, for all of my effort, I got bread.
It's a full day process. I spent 7 hours and I got a $4 loaf of bread, maybe two of them.
Right.
You know, so in all day, I got $8 worth of bread here, and it's not as good again as Essential Baking.
Uh-huh.
Well, my wife is all about trying to figure out how to do things on our own if society goes sideways. And at one point, we even
You'll
had
have bread.
We were raising our own roaster chickens. Ooh. That you raise them for 3 months and then slaughter them.
Okay.
And we did that a few times. And it's the process of somebody's got to kill it, somebody's got to pluck it, and then somebody's got to quarter them.
Where were you in this process?
Eating it.
I was the cleaning. I was plucking them.
Okay.
You can hire me. I'll come by and get rid of it for you.
Yeah, tell to kill the chicken.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, was it better than a chicken that you could get, like a already done rotisserie chicken at Costco? You pick one up, what is that, $8, $9, Ted, for a chicken?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something about the Costco rotisserie chicken. It's injected with a lot of salt water.
Well, I don't get that keeps it moist.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Yeah. That's why people do that to a turkey.
It used to be. It's not as good as it used to be, guys.
All right.
I mean, he's kind of right. I don't know how to explain it. Like, the chicken I was helping out with, right? Like, my buddy, they have kind of like a little set-up homestead on their property.
Yeah.
But her parents had cattle for a year. You have these beef sticks from their cows.
Oh, it's
they're unbelievable.
You talking about jerky?
No. Like a pepperoni stick.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But there's different flavors, and they come from those actual cows. It just tastes better.
Hmm. Okay.
Did they have a name? Like, this is from Jeff.
I think they name them.
Because I name them, like, these are the Jeff Stick variety. This is Veronica over here, you know, just so you know which cow you're eating.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I met Joey and hung out with him before I took care of him.
And then you killed him.
Right. Couple other things that people say is worth the money. A good couch.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have an okay couch. So
get
I could,
a good couch.
I could agree that this would be something that I would probably enjoy if I had it.
But also, look, couches are super expensive, so you're probably going to be older where you're going to have a little more money. But also, the older you get, the more you appreciate a couch mm-hmm. that you can just physically get out of.
Here's one, Steve, that you can relate to, and me as well. High-quality windows on your home. If
you're a
homeowner, especially if you live in a colder climate, nicer windows will be able to retain heat better and save you tons of money in your heating bills.
Might I recommend Window Nation? And yes. I'm not even kidding. That's actually who I used, and they did a great job, but it made a massive massive. You don't realize how crappy your windows are until you actually get new windows.
This person says a good rice maker. Now, me living by myself, I just like the 90-second bags of rice.
Yep.
I'm fine by that.
I did it two nights ago. My wife's like, I'm going to make rice. I said, okay. And then she tossed me two bags and said, can you go in the basement and do this? I'm like, perfect.
Yeah.
No problem.
If I had a large family and I was making a big rice dinner all the time, that would make sense.
Or if you eat a lot of rice. Like, I have a buddy whose diet mostly is fish and rice.
Okay.
So for him and his family, it's great.
Is he skinny because of that?
Yeah. He's
okay.
Thin, dude.
He's fit. All right. Gym membership. Legos, specifically the Millennium Falcon. Spent way too much money on hobbies.
Can you spend too much money on hobbies? Because, I mean, a hobby is very cathartic, right? You take someone who collects stamps. It's not like they're going to mail letters with them. You literally just own the stamp, but it brings them some measure of joy. And it's not like that is cheap. People that collect coins, they're not going to then go to Coinstar or Vegas. It's like, it does bring you joy. I don't think you can overspend on a hobby.
Someone else says bikes. You don't need to go all the way to the top, but spending an extra money for a decent one from a bike shop is night and day over a big box store bike. And finally on this list, tailored clothes. I'm 5'1", nothing ever fits right off the rack, so it's worth it to feel and look good in outfits.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore, all in one design, not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.